And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials are reacting to a joint statement on Tuesday by China and Russia on the war in Ukraine from Moscow, where Chinese President Xi Jinping held talks with his host, Russian President Vladimir Putin. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House on Tuesday said there is nothing from the talks and agreement between the Chinese and Russian leaders that gives hope the war in Ukraine is going to end anytime soon.
They should urge President Putin to cease bombing cities, hospitals, and schools, to stop the war crimes and the atrocities, and end the war today.
Kirby added that while China should not be considered a neutral party, the United States has seen no indication the Chinese are poised to provide the Russians with lethal weapons. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Japan's Fumio Kishida met President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday during a rare unannounced visit by a Japanese leader that underscored Tokyo's emphatic support for Ukraine and its fight against Russia's invasion. The U.S. will speed up delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks, the Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of the Abrams. But that would have taken a while. Now officials have decided to send a refurbished older model Abrams.
This is about getting this important combat capability into the hands of the Ukrainians sooner rather than later.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they can come from existing army stocks and will be easier for Ukrainian forces to learn how to both use and maintain them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has acknowledged he misled Parliament about rule-breaking government parties during the coronavirus pandemic, but insisted he never intentionally lied. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain's boisterous former leader is set to be grilled by lawmakers on Wednesday over whether he lied when he denied there'd been parties in his Downing Street offices in violation of COVID-19 lockdown rules. If found to have lied deliberately, he could be suspended or even lose his seat in Parliament. In a dossier of written evidence, Johnson acknowledged rules and guidance had been followed at all times, but did not turn out to be correct. He says they were made in good faith, and he had not planned to mislead the House. Charles de Ledesma, London.
An Iraqi novelist and professor is marking two decades after then-U.S. President George W. Bush launched the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
When in history did missiles and bombings bring democracy?
20 years after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, Iraqi writer and associate professor of Arabic literature at New York University, Sinan Antoun.
Most people don't have hope. So the situation in Iraq now is really terrible, and the Iraqis who live in Iraq will live with the consequences of the invasion, sadly. The people who decided to go to war, they don't have to live with the consequences of war.
For Antoun, what's left of his home country is hopelessness and anarchy.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. U.S. health researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say cases of a dangerous fungus tripled in just over 3 years, with more than half of states now reporting it. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
According to the CDC, the coronavirus pandemic was likely partly responsible for the increase. Hospital workers were strained by COVID-19 patients, and that likely shifted their focus away from disinfecting other kinds of germs. The fungus, Candida auris, is a form of yeast that is usually not harmful to healthy people, but can be a deadly risk to fragile hospital and nursing home patients. The study found cases increased from just under 500 in 2019 to nearly 1,500 in 2021. I'm Mike Hempen.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is in Florida waiting out the possibility of criminal charges in New York City as the city braces for disruptions that could follow an indictment. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.